Good evening, fellow dear friends, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are live, we are direct at this particular point in time, and we are welcoming you from wherever you are listening. We are asking all men and women of conscience, all friends of Biafra, all IPOB family members, that this is another news hour and we are here, we are direct. We are welcoming you and we are asking you to do one thing, and one thing is this: to help make this program a worldwide one. We are not intending to prevaricate, we are not intending to surrender until Biafra is restored. There is no iota of intention for us to abandon this cause which God Almighty has given to us, which the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, has perfected. And indeed, the world is taking notice, but the job is not done until our leader is released from illegal and continued incarceration in the secret cell of the DSS, of course, which is the murderous arm of the security agency of Nigerian government, Nigerian establishment. We are asking all Biafrans to take heed, because a lot of things are happening this time around. We are asking every Biafran to be very vigilant, because the Nigerian government has bribed a lot of people in Biafra land. They are masquerading as elders of indigenous people of Biafra. They are masquerading as politicians. They are masquerading as Ohanaeze, but they are masquerading as Southeast governors and whatever they call themselves. They are all there for their selfish interest, and we are not intending to leave these people to tarnish the image of indigenous people of Biafra. They are not there to protect the interests of our people. They are there for their own selfish interest. And we are asking every IPOB family member to be vigilant. Anything other than negotiating, or rather mounting pressure on the murderous Nigerian agent and the Nigerian government, Nigerian establishment, to release the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, unconditionally, amounts to naught. And we are not accepting anything. The anger of people is, of course, mounting. Tension is building. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. Somebody and a number of people are sending messages that the microphone volume is low. I don't know, because I am not, of course, listening. I will depend on all of you to, of course, confirm that the microphone level is okay and the sound coming out from this radio station is all right. I will continue, and I have been saying that anybody who is going to meet the Nigerian government for whatever reason, anybody who has been raising his voice or their voices against the continued incarceration, illegal detention of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, and has no one condition, which is unconditional release of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is, of course, a saboteur, a selfish human being who is serving his purpose. Ohanaeze, but the Southeast governors, or whatever they call themselves, have been going to Abuja collecting money on behalf of IPOB family members. But they have forgotten one thing, and they are willfully doing it, that the starting point of everything is the release of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, from the tension, and from there every other thing follows. What these people are doing is to use the momentum built by the IPOB family members to, of course, negotiate their own selfish plans to develop their own places within the contraption called Nigeria. That is not our agenda, and that is not what we stand for. We stand for total disintegration of the contraption called Nigeria. We stand for Biafra. We stand for the emancipation of people of Biafra. Not a Nigerian enclave. It is too late for Nigeria, because the audacious case for Biafra was made by the late People's General, Odumegwu Ojukwu, and in order to save the contraption called Nigeria, he proposed a confederal system of government, which was rejected. And what followed was the killing, the maiming of millions of Biafra men, women, and children, and the spilling of their blood for no just cause, simply because they asked for their freedom. And so, for us here, it is too late for Nigeria. There is nothing anybody can do about it. Nigeria is sitting on blood of innocent Biafrans. One Nigeria means continued subjugation, continued marginalization, continued subjugation to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment and servitude of the Biafran people. It means continued bombing, continued killing, continued massacring, and continued reduction of the Biafran population. And it is late for them. It is time for us to go. Before any advent, of course, we will always not forget to hand over the proceedings of this evening, and always, whether in the morning, afternoon, or night, into the hands of God Almighty Himself, the author and finisher of our lives, the author and finisher of our faith, that He will take charge and control as always, that He will direct the affairs of this evening and other segments of the program, that He will, of course, continue to protect His people, continue to make this hallowed chamber, make this hallowed platform one of its best in our time, that people will come here and listen, that people will come here and do one thing: to preach the goodness of Biafra, to preach the truth. And that truth is for emancipation of our own people. We ask you, God Almighty Chukwu Abiama, not to forget your promises to us, because as always, we will continue to remind you that you told us that you will never forget us nor forsake us, and that anything we ask for in your name, that you do it for us. It is for that singular purpose that we are asking you to defend your people and to contend with those who contend with us, to fight against those who fight against the people of Biafra, who fight against your servant Nnamdi Kanu, who contend with him, whether they are in the physical or in the spiritual, whether they are in the air, on the land, or on the sea, contend with them, fight against them, and defeat them for your glory to reign. We are asking you to take up shield and buckler and arise to our aid, brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue us. You will say to our souls, you are our salvation. And we are asking you that those who seek our lives must be disgraced and be put to shame. They will be put to shame beyond their imagination. All those who plot our ruin must be turned back in disgrace and in dismay. They will be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. Our Father and our God, we have no other but you. May the path they tread on be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Since they hid their net for us without cause, and without cause dug a pit for us, may ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. May they fall into the pit to their ruin. Then our souls will rejoice in you, and we will always delight in your salvation, and our whole being will exclaim, "Who is like you, O Lord?" Because you rescue the poor, you have rescued us from those two swarms for us. You have rescued the people of Biafra who are needy, and from those who rob them. They have come from east to west, from north to south, and they have come to question us on things we know nothing about. They have repaid us evil for good, and they have left our souls desolate. But you are our hope. You are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and Omega. We ask you, O God, not to keep silent over all these things. We ask you, O God, to come to our rescue, and we are asking you, how long will you look on? You will rescue our lives from their ravages, our precious lives from these lions and evil men and women in the contraption called Nigeria. If you do this for us, O God, the people of Biafra will give you thanks in the great assembly. That great assembly will be the land of Biafra. And among throngs of people, the people of Biafra will praise you. These throngs of people will be the whole of humanity. We are asking you to not let those who gloat over us and who are our enemies without cause get away with it. Let not those who hate us without reason maliciously win the eye, because they do not speak peaceably, they do not speak good of us. Rather, they devise false accusations against all of us who live quietly in the land. Contend for us, O God and our Lord, against them. Vindicate us in your righteousness, O Lord our God. Do not let them gloat over us. May all who gloat over our distress be put to shame and confusion. May all who exalt themselves over us be clothed with shame and disgrace. But may those who delight in your vindication, like the people of Biafra, shout for joy and gladness. May we always say, "The Lord God, Tukwu Abiyama, be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servants." Our tongues will speak of your righteousness and of your praises all day long. And to this we say amen and amen. And we are by this ushering in the evening's proceedings, and we are good to go. This is because the Son, according to God Almighty, according to the promises he has made to us, will not smite us by the day nor the moon by the night. The Lord will protect us from all evil. He will keep our souls. The Lord will guard his servant in Abekano and the people of Biafra. He will guard our going out and our coming in from this time forth and forevermore. And we say amen and amen once again. My name is Uchem Efo, and I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and we are welcoming you once again to this all-important edition of the program. The number to call when our lines are open is +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. with some degree of certainty, we are on the internet, we are on satellite, and that is subject to, of course, verification. We want confirmation that our satellite platforms are working. We want confirmation that our relay stations in Biafra land are working. And with this, of course, we will proceed. We are on the internet. Several websites and individuals and groups are picking up Radio Biafra signals on the internet. And all you need to do is to just go on the internet and type Radio Biafra, and a lot of such results will be returned, and you will choose from wherever you want to, because there are numerous of them. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast once again, and we are reaching live and direct from London. What we are, of course, saying here is that the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is still in the enemy camp. What the Nigerian government has been doing is to pay people to join the protests that we are doing, to cause mayhem, to cause unnecessary destruction, so that there we say that IPOB family members are causing trouble. We are, of course, putting this across to the international community and to all men and women of goodwill, to the human rights communities around the world, that we are a people, that we are the people of Biafra, that we know what we want, we are law-abiding people, and we are always, at all times, conducting ourselves in a more civil manner. But that does not mean that we do not have the right to defend ourselves, because we know our right within international and national laws. Anybody who is destroying things during our protests is not an IPOB family member. That person is the enemy of the people, sponsored by the Zoological Republic to come and cause mayhem, and must be identified and be described as such. We have shown example, we have taught the Nigerian establishment lessons in democratic norms, lessons in human rights values, and lessons in observance of the rule of law. And they are, of course, taking notice. We set the agenda for them, and they are following. And we intend, and we are asking our people to remain resolute. But they must remain fearless before their oppressors and before their enemies. That is why we are Biafrans, and that is why we are IPOB family members around the world. We have to maintain that, and there is no going back. But nobody should make mistake about molesting the indigenous people of Biafra. If you do that, of course, we will activate our right to self-defense under international and local laws. And indeed, we will defend ourselves. The present dispensation of Biafra Restoration Project and the younger and the present generation of Biafrans are not that of yesterday's. We know our rights, we are enlightened, and we know what we are doing. The Southeast governors, as they call themselves, have been having meetings with the wrong people. They have been having meetings for their own selfish ends. They have not contacted the IPOB family members. They are on their own. These are political contractors and saboteurs. They are busy talking about how to bring development in their so-called concocted Southeast. They have not thought it fit to meet with their so-called South-South governors, fellow governors, to talk about issues in Biafraland. They are busy talking about development. They are busy sponsoring nefarious activities that undermine the activities of the IPOB. But we are having an edge over them. Any negotiation, any effort aimed at showing solidarity to the indigenous people of Biafra must start with the unconditional release of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and all other Biafrans being incarcerated in secret cells across the contraption called Nigeria. Anything outside this is hypocrisy, it is treachery, and should be seen as such. We have also brought to your notice that Buhari and his agents are sponsoring unscrupulous elements to infiltrate the rank and file of IPOB families around the world and in Biafraland. And we will not fold their hands and let them have a field day, because we set the agenda and they follow. We will continue in that particular instance. Our Twitter campaigns must continue. It is an everyday exercise. Protests around Biafraland and other parts of the world must continue, because we cannot afford to rest on our oars until our leader Nnamdi Kanu is released. These are some of the principal issues that we'll be looking at. We are asking our brothers in different parts of Biafraland, Azon, Izobo, Ishekiri, Anang, Efik, Ibibio, to join the protest, because this is the fight of a generation. If you stand alone, they will swallow you, just like it has happened in the past. We are all Biafrans, let nobody deceive you. We are, of course, making frantic efforts to make sure that we get to our people in those areas. Don't let them deceive you, don't let them divide us. They have been doing it, but it is not going to be business as usual anymore. If you are standing alone, then you become vulnerable. I'll give you an example. The indigenous people of Biafra who are protesting on the streets were together, and the enemy was not able to do anything. If you scatter, if you move alone, then you'll be swallowed. That is why grassroots movement is very important. Not just grassroots movement, but the resolve, the resoluteness behind it is what drives the enemy away. More so when you call yourselves Biafrans. That is the only thing that scares the contraption called Nigeria away. And we are asking you not to lose sight of the fact that your salvation is near. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu, who was, of course, telling us a number of things, who has built this movement, this family, the way it is today, saw a vision, and he was sent by God Almighty himself. So do not think that this is an ordinary protest or agitation for the restoration of Biafra. It is more of divine than physical. We are asking you to stand in solidarity. On Tuesday next week, that is on 1st of December, our leader Nnamdi Kanu is also once again going to appear in court, and Biafrans know what to do. You know what to do We don't need to say it here, but you need to ask your zonal coordinators and national coordinators, as the case may be. The number to call again, somebody is still asking this question, is +447405-964146, +447405-964146. I'll begin to take calls now. The call on the phone, you know where you are.
Hello, my name is Elia.
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Yeah, this is Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm calling from Asaba.
Yes, what is your name?
Broadcast already on. So,
what is your name? They are not listening. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone.
Yes, my name is Emmanuel. I'm calling the manager.
Yes, what is your okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Emmanuel. Yes, my name is Emmanuel. I'm calling the manager.
Yeah, how are you listening to Radio Biafra now? Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Simon Patrick Okunachi. I'm calling from Ibosa. I come from Kosovo City, Yala, local government in the Ibosa and Biafra land.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to thank you for the good work that you have been doing for the Biafra. I think the Chico Kikabiana bless you and continue to guide the whole IPAB. And I pray that may people can guide my guide each and every one of IPAB members. I want to say that on that day, which is on TV, we are going to march in Abuja. And he is our director that day. I know that is the day that the V will know what you are talking about. So that is what I have to say.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We can only do what we can. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, yes. They don't allow us to do it. Some people that don't know, they say that Biafra is Igbo. Biafra is not Igbo. Matter. We are from Kosovo, Iyala, in the Biafra Biafra land. So I'm not an Igbo. So if people are talking about Igbo, it tells me so much in my mind. So I want people to understand, and I want Biafra to understand that when we are talking about Biafra, means that any year that our mother used to try to wrap up. So everybody should be aware of it. We are different. So
yes,
there should not deceive anybody again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You are right. Thank you. They cannot divide us anymore. We are one and we are moving together. They call on the phone. You know where you are. Call on the phone your name and where you are. They are not talking. The next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Hello. Good evening.
Oh, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Please, is that Mr. Uchenafo?
Yes, speaking. Go ahead. We are waiting. Yes. Go ahead. We are waiting for you. Go ahead.
I want to thank you and all the indigenous people of Biafra. My name is Obiyo Gertrude from Oboma. He's Oboma, local government of Imo State, Biafra land. Sauche, I want to thank you for your good works and all the indigenous people of Biafra for your good efforts to make sure that Nnamdi Kala Adaretor is being released. And I thank God for everything you people have been doing. I say, Mechukwu.
Yes, thank
you. Amen.
Amen. You say, thank you very much, and God bless you too.
And you too. Bye. Yeah.
Bye bye. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are?
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Uche. I'm calling from Angola.
Thank you very much.
Hello. Yeah, my brother, I'm very, very happy for how you people are handling the program. We also, who are staying outside Nigeria, we are also very, very happy. And also, and we here in Angola, we are trying our possible best, both in terms of prayer and in terms of our zona meeting. You know, so what I do in Biafra land also, we are very, very happy. I know that Chukwuka Adeoma will help us, and we're going to fulfill we are going to finish our project. And also, those called Ohaneze, Notion, and Adeoma, they are all criminals. They are the people that put on us the problem right from town. And I know that they will never survive whatever plan they have so-called governors, Ndoshun and Dama. The only God Almighty will punish all of them one by one. And all the things they are doing, they are going to repeat. If they like, let them go and collect money and do whatever they like with their so-called presidents. Why I'm happy that Biafra is one. That's the most important thing. Even though here in Angola, some of us here they always talk about Biafra. Many people is very happy. And which is, I know that very soon, God is going to restore Biafra. It's not by man. It's that God that called our leader to make him to speak to whole Biafra unity, love. Somebody come from South and see somebody from Southeast. Say that it's my brother, it's my fellow Biafra, which is he never done before. You know, so we here, we are very happy. But what I want to say, like some of us here in Angola, they are more even ready. They like anything concerning Biafra, but come out and join us in areas of meeting. You never see any of them. Come out and do one or two things. You never see any of them. But when they come out in the marketplaces on anywhere, they talk about Biafra. You know, they only talk about Biafra in their rooms. We tell them to come to the meeting because those people are in Nigeria, they are doing that protest. They are there for us, that we that outside, we need to help them in terms of any contribution other people are making other countries. But you will never see any of them. So that thing always pains me so much. Sometimes I used to preach it the way they preach in church, telling people. But when they see some people say, ah, look at this man, if they are talking about Biafra. You know. But I'm very, very happy that God Almighty is helping us. And also, I use this opportunity to greet all the whole IOP members all over the whole world. Those who carry the cross, those who are supporting both financial and the spiritual and the prayer, and you and your family. I know that whatever you are doing, God Almighty will reward you. You are not doing for man, whether you are doing for anybody, you are doing for Almighty God. And also, our leader, Man the Carlo, Ahmadike, to deliver people from Biafra, deliver people from Biafra land. And I know that Almighty God, that who all of us serve, who all of us believe, who created us in this earth, who make us whatever we are here today, you will never disappoint us on first of December. Whatever plan the people may plan, or whatever things they may say, thinking that they will survive, they will never survive. That God is going to be our leader. That is what we need. We doesn't need anything from anybody again. And our dear friend must surely come to pass. And also, my brother, I want to tell you one something. Anybody who called you from anywhere, even though you ask him, after the finish talking, ask him where the place belong. Nobody knows, maybe if some of them from other area coming to say they are for their IOP members. So that if this place we are saying, anybody who call you say you call from outside country, ask him the meeting it belong. Because some of them doesn't participate in anything. But they are claiming Biafra in their own mouth. They are claiming everything in their own mouth. So that's what I want to say, my brother. Good for your good job, my brother. I'm very, very happy. Thank you very much. My name is Mr. Uche White. I'm calling from Angola.
Yes, thank you.
Member here in Angola. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. And of course, anybody who is not for us is against us. Anybody calling here and expressing solidarity or showing solidarity is, of course, a friend of Biafra, whether he is the enemy before or not. By their words and their actions, you will know them. Of course, we know that our families around the world must be maintained as we have always been doing. Anybody who is not for us is against us. But in this particular point, at this particular point, and in this instance, we want support from across the board. We want support from anybody that loves freedom, that loves justice. Anybody that, of course, understands the plight of the indigenous people of Biafra. We welcome all of them. And then the support you are talking about from diaspora, people are supporting, but the only thing you may say is that it is not enough. And in that instance, we are still calling on our people from outside Biafra land to continue to support all we are doing, to continue to support the protesters. We need medical supplies, we need food, we need water, we need other assistance. Yes. For us to be able to do this work in a more efficient and effective manner. And so as we go on, of course, we are still asking our people to make necessary contribution to support our people on the ground. We are proud of our people who have been on the streets for quite some time now, and we need to support them. We need to reinforce, we need to support them. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you, my brother.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
I'm Tochi Ezenaya by name from Aguata local government.
Yes, thank you very much.
I would like to, in support of what you are doing for the benefit of us all in Biafra land. And as such, I am an IPOB member, and there is an issue concerning that of all those that were held in Port Harcourt, in Ugocha, by the zoo police agent, the police, the zoo police, and those people are in detention, and we heard that they are sitting with you on Friday, which is tomorrow. You are hearing me?
Yes.
And such, for such, I want all IPOB members to be there that day. No, I don't know if they are aware. You can this platform, reach out to them all in order for them to be present at that day, which is tomorrow Friday. That is what I heard.
Yes, thank you very much. Of course, we are always asking our people to go in solidarity with our people who are being held by the Nigerian Motors Security Establishment to render support, to show solidarity. And we are also asking in that vein. It is not a one-off thing. It is going to be a continuous thing because we must consolidate on the gains so far. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. God bless.
The caller on the phone, you are never where you are. Caller on WhatsApp, your name and where you are. You might be swallowed by phone calls coming in. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No. The caller on the phone, you are never where you are.
Good evening. You can call.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
This is Emeka Moses Mane coming from Port Harcourt.
Thank you. Go ahead.
The radio Biafra is down here in Port Harcourt. It just shut down just about 3 minutes ago.
About 3 minutes ago?
Yes, about 3 minutes ago. It just shut down.
Yeah, but so you will need to check again. You will need to check again.
Is that right? I want to use this opportunity to pray for our director.
Go ahead.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Shade of the Age, the Bright and the Morning Star. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Lord who made the heaven your throne and made the earth your footrest. You are the Lord of hosts. Mighty everlasting King of Glory, wherever our director is right now. God, I pray for strength. I know that venom has gone out of me. I pray for refinement. I pray for strength, O Lord. I pray for long life extension. Father, his family is unto your mighty hand. Go then with your mighty hand, O Lord. Mighty everlasting King of Glory, you say that the heart of the king belongs to you. Mighty Father in heaven, thou great God, who gave the head of Goliath to David. Mighty Father in heaven, we have nobody except thee. I pray this moment, O Lord, my heavenly Father in heaven, that you rise, O God. You rise for your top throne. You rise because you are the greatest. Nobody can stand when you say yes. Nobody can say no when you say yes. Nobody can stand when you're sitting. When you're sitting on your top throne, nobody can get you out of your throne. There is no election in your temple, O Lord. I pray, mighty Father in heaven, thou hand who has been holding your hands, mighty Father in heaven, I pray that every hand from the pit of hell, every hand from the arrow of death, every hand from the power of Islamic country that has been holding us, captive, O Lord. Father, I pray that you extend your heaven from the top throne and break such a hand, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. If I ask you, Father in heaven, I pray, O Lord, that you are the Lord who lead the Israelites from the land of Egypt. Father, you will lead us out from the hand of this Nigeria Republic. You will lead us out, O Lord, like the way you lead out the Israelites from the land of Egypt, O Lord. Mighty everlasting King of glory, even the power of the demonic country cannot hold us. Even the power from the zoological republic cannot hold us. Mighty Father, I pray this moment, O Lord, my heavenly Father, that we have the power that is not from you is coming from to hold us captive, to bring us down. Mighty Father, there is no power that is above your power. Father, I pray this moment, O Lord, that you uplift us. You uplift us and bring us to your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting King of glory, because I know that you have answered our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Amen.
There is something I want to say.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't like when people call on this radio. They'll be talking about the organizing. I don't just like the idea, because who are these organizing? Were they elected by Eros? Were they appointed? If they were elected, who elected them? If they were appointed, who appointed them? And I want to use this opportunity to tell the Nigerian government, if they have been trying to have an agreement with other Ohanaeze, this Ohanaeze, like so, one man called me today and said, yeah, we don't know them. Yes, we don't know them. They don't have address. Where is their office address?
They are on their own. Do they have of course. Address?
They are on their own. So the Nigerian government is just paying, is just giving them money free of charge. They are just paying them. But I will advise the Nigerian government that the money they are paying this organization, let them use that money to keep to themselves, because when Biafra goes, the oil will no longer be there to sustain them anymore. Let them just keep that money. They are paying Ohanaeze to sustain themselves, because they can never withstand the mighty hand of God upon the Jaffans. We must go home. They cannot stop us. We must go home. They cannot stop us. So if they are using their money to give Ohanaeze to hold us captive, it will not work. How many people are they going to hold? How many persons? How many are they? They cannot hold us back. We must come back to Biafra land, and Biafra must stand. So that is what I have to say about that. And I want to use this opportunity to let you know that one of the Biafran heroes who was shot dead during the period of protest will be buried on Saturday. His name is Christian Mondi George. So he's a hero of Biafran. We went out on a protest and he was shot dead. He was shot. At that period of time, he was conscious, he was rushed to the hospital, he was in the hospital, he just passed on. So his burial is on Saturday at Akwete, that's where he came from. So we will be there for his burial, because yes, we are going to be there, we are going to honor him as a hero. And I pray that God, the God of your fans, will position him in heaven and give him
Amen.
We'll come back home.
Amen.
So that is one of the things that is on ground buried on Saturday. And one more thing I want to say is this.
Please, before you continue, it is very important that you let us know the exact address and the arrangement. Of course, we know that our zonal coordinators are on top of it, but we are asking all other Biafrans to join in paying homage to the memory of our hero and other heroes and heroines of Biafra on that day.
Okay, sir.
We are asking every Biafran to be, of course, part of the funeral arrangement, please.
Okay. Yes, thank you, sir. And once more, finally, I also want to bring it to your knowledge about the court issue that has been on. Although I was listening to Ifan Ijuku when he was saying something, those things he said is the right thing that they are planning to do. I don't know the reason why somebody will come and say they are looking for or they are seeking for an authority or they are adopting an authority to prove somebody as a terrorist. I want to bring it to Nigerian government knowledge. Don't they know what is terrorist? The word terrorist, don't they understand what it means to say that this person is a terrorist? If they don't know what is a terrorist, let them go to America and ask America the job of a terrorist in the year 2001, 11th day of September 2001. When the terrorists visited the America, that was on Tuesday, 11 September 2001. So a terrorist is somebody who attacks and you do not see him. A terrorist is somebody who doesn't have anything negotiation with you. How can you tag somebody a terrorist? Somebody who people are there fighting for your freedom. Somebody who people shut down their business, stood on their ground, seeking for their freedom, asking you for the release of their leader. And he said, you want to investigate him for terrorism. So, who, between Nnamdi Kanu and the present government of Nigeria, who should be proved as a terrorist? Who should be proved as a terrorist? A man who single-handedly says that he will make the government of the past government, that is, he's going to make it ungovernable. And he kept by his words, and those things are happening. So who should be proved as a terrorist? And again, I want to tell the Nigerian judiciary, I want to tell them, if they do not understand what they are into, they should pray for their freedom because they are in bondage. They are in bondage. How can the judiciary issue an ultimatum of release of someone and a city government is trampled on it? Do that mean that there is no need for judiciary anymore in this country? Because judiciary has passed an order, and on top of it, the DSS is thwarting that order being passed by the Nigerian judiciary. And still, the DSS now is still asking for permission or probing somebody to investigate somebody for terrorism. I mean, how do you look at these issues? How do you see that kind of thing? How do you look at it? My brother, I don't have much thing to say, but this is all I have to say. I let me just hang here. We are waiting for them on the first day of December. I was on the 23rd of this month, November, I traveled to Abuja to witness that judgment. But I didn't get there in time. Before I got there, the protest has already started. I didn't get there in time because of failure of vehicle on the road. The car I entered got spoiled at a Lukuja road. So I was not able to reach Abuja in time. But this December 1st, I will be in Abuja 2 days to the time to witness the judgment the court is going to pass. Thank you so much. Good night, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my brother. And once again, our brother, our late brother, Christian Monday, as of course has been aired already, will be buried on Saturday, and we are asking our people, IPOB 5 members, to join and show respect, to show respect to the memory of our hero. And the same goes to every other of our Biafrans who have fallen. We are asking the national and the zonal coordinators to make sure that they get the names, the statistics of all our people who have fallen, the statistics of all those who have been injured, the statistics of all those who have been incarcerated in different parts of the contraption called Nigeria. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening to my phone.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Alright, my name is Samuel Rekwo from South Africa, Durban, precisely.
You're from South Africa? Or you are living in South Africa?
I'm calling from South Africa. South Africa.
Thank you.
South Africa doesn't have Samuel Rekwo in name, by name.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. Thank you once more for the opportunity given me to air my view this evening. And also want to commend you again for the tireless effort in keeping the country burning. Thank you once more. Please, I want to comment in some certain things here. I've been trying for long again to comment about the appearance of the elector in the court. It is true that we're happy to see him, but seeing him alone isn't okay enough. I can see someone being humiliated. I can see someone being tortured. I can see someone being subjected into all kind of wickedness. But due to his zeal, due to his relentless, he still stood and raised his hand. Nnamdi Kanu made me cry. Once I saw that hand raised up, despite the fact that he has been passing through all manner of evil, from the evil set of people. You can witness it from that fool on the red cap. Despite the fact that the whole world are looking at him, he still has the courage to handle him in the eyes of the people. What happens behind the doors?
Exactly. That is what we have been saying for quite some time now, and that the British authority must be held responsible. They must step up the game because this is their citizen.
I think in other words, the British also are happy. I think they are happy that this guy is there because their body language doesn't suggest otherwise.
Well, they are doing something, but it is not good enough. That is from my own perspective.
Okay, that is good to know. But they should step up the game. These people, their plan is to terminate the life of this man. That is their plan. If Buhari can have it his way, he should have finished this guy. But due to some pressures and all the focus that has pressed on him, is in a state of confused now. And in that confusion, anything might happen. They would term it maybe mistakenly, or I don't know. So
Buhari has no choice other than to release our leader unconditionally, and the people's anger is boiling. Thank you very much, my brother, and God bless. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
My name is Emmanuel, calling from Owusu.
Emmanuel who?
Hello. Emmanuel Paul.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Thank you for the good. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sir, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for we the Jet fans. But sir, I want to let you know that the relay station is not working. It's off.
Okay. Okay, we are going to look into it.
Okay, thank you.
How long has this happened?
Almost 10 minutes ago.
Right, 10 minutes ago, you have to go back and check again. They are calling the phone, your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Chiman's daughter.
Yes.
I'm from Minnesota and I'm calling from Minnesota.
Thank you. Thank you very much. How are you listening to Radio Biafra, please?
Yeah, I'm listening for the Biafra Radio 3 FM.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
My deputy director. I want to thank you and I want to encourage you. See, in Minnesota here, I want to testify that even the Reverend Father every time praying for England to come for celebrating mass. I have witnessed and I have been a part of it.
Yes, but they have to be more vocal. That is the issue. They have to be more vocal. The church, the pastors, the men of God, women of God have central role to play in Biafra restoration. They don't just have to close the doors and be praying. They have to be more vocal. They have to be coordinated. They have to come out and lend their voices. Even if they don't join in the protest, they have to make people to understand. They have to make their voices heard. That is the problem we have within Biafra land and outside Biafra land. Our people, especially men of God, shy away from, of course, condemning injustice of highest magnitude as that of Biafra. They are running away because they don't want to be arrested, they don't want to be criticized. That is unbecoming. The caller on the phone, you know where, huh? Can you hear me? Hello on the phone, you're not aware, huh?
Good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
My name is Etibiko Wadeva. I'm calling from Bosi, Anambra, Dafala.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I must thank you, my blood brother, for your good work. May God continue to bless you and bless all HIV members all over the world.
Amen. And bless you too.
I want to make it clear to all HIV members that we will not relent. We are going to make our protest in a deep way. And we will block road and make hold up to HIV so that everybody will understand what we are doing. So I'm begging everybody to come out because Biafra, if you didn't get Biafra this time around, let us forget about Biafra. But I know school Kajam is with us. And God will teach with our deputy director. God will bless him. God will protect him. No harm will ever harm our director because God said that young guy. And if you try to do anything,
yes,
Zoo government try to do anything funny for that man, we are going to tell them that Biafra this time around, not Biafra 1967. So my deputy director, our FM in Onitsha area cut off now. I'm not hearing anything this time around.
Right, we are of course going to look into that, but you need to check from time to time. That's the only thing I can say.
Okay, thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you very much. Call on the phone, your name and where, huh? Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone.
Good evening, musician.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
My name is Otobi Namada, calling from Lagos, sir.
Thank you very much.
Our FM here just went off. In Lagos, our CFK just went off. It was on, suddenly just went off. I'm talking to you now, it's not on. That, by the way, I want to thank you for your effort. The Nigerian government is taking us for granted, depending on continuing to carry off our leader man, the Kalu. I want the Nigerian government to know that they are not going to carry on the Kalu, but they are carrying the whole of the effort. And if we should offer them ourselves to torture, we don't know how far they can go about that. So many of us, we are angry to the extent that we feel like fat, giving it up in the sense that we feel like let us all go out there, let the people kill us and let's see how the people we kill all of us at the same time. So but I'm a coordinator in my area, my zone here. I try to hold my people, but one thing is certain. Continuous holding, I don't know how long we can hold because the tension is so high. The tension of our, I'm telling you, because we don't know what is happening here. We don't know how this is happening in the Biafra land here. The tension is so high that, in fact, you don't know who or who to begin to calm down. So the truth remains that come Tuesday, come 1st of December, it is able to refuse to live. Our director. I don't think you tell me for. I don't know if you're hearing the story. I don't think you like it. You like what you're hearing because this is total.
Is not necessarily repeating. I don't hear. I don't know. You have heard me here. I get reports. I know what is happening, and I have been saying it. Our people must continue the protest. And we are building a foundation. We are building up library of evidence. We have demonstrated to the world whom we are, and if anything happens, nobody can blame us. It's as simple as that.
That is not the truth, because the truth, what I want the whole world to know is that every nation that calls themselves Christian nation, this is no longer. How can an Hausa man be holding a Christian? How can these people don't really about what you have these people who say they go to school in Nigeria here? People don't really they can't really see beyond their nose. People don't see what is happening. They cannot read their handwriting. I can tell people, how can you allow a good powerful man that has no sense of anything, that has no conscience? He said one Nigeria is sitting against sitting on top of people who are highly intellectual, people who we cannot stand in the left just because the British exam and I'm gonna pick up and say this our relationship with Hausa and the Yoruba. I get pissed off because ordinarily the seeds as if they have now talk to us, talk to Jaffers. These are people who are supposed to be our house mates. But because of this rubbish that the British and India they have seen us as well with them. I'm not proud about this, but I know where I come from, I know what we can do and what we cannot do. So what I believe was that our director told us last time we have an appointment that our suffering is not ordinary, it is from God. And at the same time I had an appointment about the concern with our God. And yet this injustice, this humiliation continues. I'm telling you the gospel truth, the way it's going to come this time. I'm at least not even my last time to call this very careful. The rest is action because it's action speaking rather than a voice. This is too much. It's rubbish. I can see your maturity in how how you're handling this as well, since our director is not around. But I pray that God continue to guide you. But the rest, let's all please the rest of God. Then, on the good day, we shall meet. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. As we have continued, we will not relent. The Nigeria's murderous establishment, led by Buhari, wants to sustain the tempo of continuing torturing the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. They are putting him under undue pressure. They are putting him under, they are subjecting him to slow and painful death procedures by torturing him, giving him psychological torture, which is the greatest and most wicked torture of all times. And we are asking the British establishment, the British government, to do something more than they are doing before. The assurances we continue to tell you, giving to you by the Nigerian authorities, are not being kept. The leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is being tortured. He is being subjected to all manner of inhuman and degraded treatment. If you say that what we are saying is not right, then prove us wrong. The leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is being subjected to slow and painful death procedure, and the British government must be held accountable if anything happens. Nnamdi Kanu is a British citizen and he has the right to be protected. And we are asking the British government to do something more than they are doing before. The Nigerian authorities cannot be trusted. Nigerian authorities are liars. They are experts in subterfuge. They are experts in propaganda. The assurances given to you, the British government, by Nigerian authorities are not being kept. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu is sleeping rough. He has to be taken care of. He has history of health problems, a chronic ulcer, and must be taken into account. He is being given the food he doesn't want to eat. He is being given the water, or he's being forced to drink what he doesn't want to drink. And indeed, everything that they're giving to him is not what he wants. The British authorities must do something about this. In fact, the life of our leader Nnamdi Kanu is in the hands of the British, not even in the hands of Buhari and his murderous security agents, because the British authorities have the right, they have the capacity to persuade their crony, their pet puppet government of Buhari, to do the right thing, which is to release our leader Nnamdi Kanu unconditionally. We have been protesting, we have been, of course, propagating this issue to the world, we have been projecting it to the world, and the people's anger is boiling, tension is building. We can no longer hold them because we will not have the capacity, we don't have the capacity to do so. We are asking the British authorities to do something now, something more drastic, to repatriate the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, to Britain. Because Nigeria is a citadel of evil, Nigeria is a citadel of corruption. The people who are holding our leader Nnamdi Kanu are not his friends. The corruption called Nigeria is made up of people, monsters, who do not like themselves. They have no common values, they have no common cultural affinity or religious affinity. The gods they worship are different. Some of them worship the god that kills human beings, others worship the god that preserves life. What is happening in the contraption called Nigeria is clash of civilization. I have never seen a country where you have Sharia law on the one side and then civil law jurisdiction on the other side. Such is obtainable in the evil empire called Nigeria. And that is why Biafrans must be free. That is why we will not continue to do it or to accept it the way it is. We are asking the British authorities once more to do something right now, because the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is being subjected to all manner of torture, inhuman and degrading treatment, which is unbecoming. He has the right to be protected by the British authorities because he is a citizen of Britain. All the assurances given to you, the British government, by the Nigerian authorities are not being kept, and so the person at the center of all this is Nnamdi Kanu, who has been subjected to all these torture techniques, the most wicked ones you can think of, deprivation of sleep as well, which is most deadly. He must be taken care of, and taken care of is unconditional release. Nnamdi Kanu is not a terrorist, he is the leader of a country. That country is Biafra. And you cannot categorize the people, the citizenry, the entire population of a country, of a nation, as terrorists. It is not possible. That logic does not hold. That is what the Nigerian government is trying to do, and the civilized world are watching and doing nothing about it. More so the British authorities, more so the British government. How can you call the leader of a country a terrorist for speaking out against injustice being meted against his people? For speaking for the freedom of his own people? How can you categorize these people as terrorists? That is a joke of the century and cannot be condoned. And that is why the British authorities must do something now. We are telling you everything, we are telling you, we ask you to investigate it. Do something now. If you think you have been doing something, you must redouble your effort. The call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The call on the phone. Take another call, your name and where you are. The call on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please. They are not talking. We will take another call. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, Biafra Ojukwu. I am calling from Igbocha in Biafra land.
Yeah, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm going to make this evening. First and foremost, I want to thank you for holding brief for our director. And I'm also thanking, I'm sending my thanks to the Directorate of State, the COC, Barisema Mizzou, and every principal officer working for the restoration of peace. And I'm also thanking our amiable Lord Nnamdi Kanu, who God, Chukwudam, have used in making sure our case is heard all over the world. Today, the struggle of Biafra restoration is a renowned war struggle. And I tell you, in the near future, Biafra will be restored. And I'm also calling out on the British authorities to make haste in ensuring that our director is released come 1st of December 2015. And I'm sounding this warning to Buhari. Should Buhari not release our director on the 1st of December, he will be risking starting the Third World War. I'm not meeting well. Having said that, there's another point I want to make. This point, I want to tell you the way things are going on here in Niger and over Biafra land. We are worried since the broadcast is not going the way it was going before. First, we want to be hearing the voice of POC and Director of State. We should come and co-anchor with you to make the program interesting one. Before we're hearing the POC, lecturing and analyzing for us. These days we don't have for him as they know what is happening. Whatever is happening, we have to make it a point of duty to bring him on board to talk to us. Secondly, we don't know our broadcast time again. We'll be waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. We don't know when the broadcast is coming up anymore. So we need to have time of broadcast so that we will know. That evening, we know our time will come and listen to Radio Biafra Live and know what is going on. These days now, don't have time anymore. I don't know what's happening in the house. People should be able to harmonize things very well and give us time of broadcast and let them come on board and anchor with you so that we can have a better broadcast. My next point now is, hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
Yes, my next point is on those who call themselves Anaze Igbo. I want to throw a little light in that phrase or name, Anaze Igbo. Or her means the people, and we are the people. King is not the Eze. Eze is the king. I want to tell them that we are the Oha, and the man Kanu is the Eze. That is the true Anaze. These other ones are better called Anaze Ndawusa. They are doing the bidding of their Hausa laws, Hausa master. We don't know who they are for their information. We don't know who they are. They are Hausa people. They are Anaze Ndawusa. They should go to her. They should go and have a punish all of them. The other point is about Father Mbaka. I know Mbaka very well. I know the history of Mbaka's family. If you can recall very well, during the days of Chimaroke, Mbaka used to tell us that Chimaroke will die. As he speaks, Chimaroke is still living. He was prophesying that God has told him that Chimaroke will die. That is a false prophecy. At the end of the day, Chimaroke is still living. That and the chairman said that he can beat up a reverend father. Later, he said to apologize for asking. That is telling me something. I know their family very well. They have a history of madness. I tell you, Father Mbaka is mad. He is not in his right senses. That madness is beginning to manifest in him. Very soon it is going to full-blown madness. Any guy, he should hear my voice now. Unless he stops coming against the people, Tukwa Biafra will punish him as a entire generation. I think that will stop your suffer.
Yeah, thank you very much. And the next caller on the line, your name and where are you? Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? Let's call out your name and where you are. Call out on the phone your name and where you are.
Yes, this is Dr. Chukwuma Onyerem from Aba in Biafra Land.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my
my deputy director, it's my pleasure to reach you once again. I haven't tried several occasions on a regular basis in as much our radio is online or alive. I often try what I guess congestion and a lot of traffic do not allow me to, you know, make my opinion known. And I have used such opportunity to also propagate this gospel through the social media. I want to make my contribution tonight, especially in the to Britain, directly to Cameron, David Cameron. I know people may not understand that David Cameron listened to Radio Biafra. Our director used to say it, but people do not take it seriously. But I tell you the truth, the world powers, Obama, all the world power countries, presidents, all of them listen to Radio Biafra. They listen to it, some of them listen to it live, some of them listen to it as a rebroadcast. But they pay too much attention because Radio Biafra has come to stand out from all media stations globally. Now, I talked to David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Britain, that the hatred on Biafra did not start today. They killed us several centuries ago. They kill us and they kill our fathers and the forefathers. And they enslave us in the hands of Hausa Fulani on this contraption called Nigeria. The humiliation and the hatred continue till today. And that is why they are very reluctant, even on their own citizens, in the person of His Excellency, our director, Nnamdi Kanu. It's very unfortunate. But David Cameron, I tell you, you and your generation will suffer the consequences of all the evil you are perpetrating against the Biafrans. Because those that hate the children of God has never lived to be free till date. They continue to suffer the wickedness they perpetrated against the people of God. Biafra is of God. That is one thing, an irrefutable truth that everyone that is listening that care to hear must know. And it is difficult and in direct language impossible to stretch your hands against whom the Almighty Chukwokike Abiama has called. If you do not know what we call Chukwokike Abiama, Chukwokike Abiama is what you call in your English language Almighty God, whom Pharaoh could not withstand, and whom Nebuchadnezzar could not withstand, and by whom judges make a decree, who also say, who has said, and it come to pass, meaning he has not given command. All these things that is happening today is only happening for God's power to be manifested to show you the worthlessness and the uselessness of your authority in this world as you consider yourself as a world power. Whether you like it or not, even as we are calling you as your citizen to intervene, if you reject Nnamdi Kanu, our director, God will not reject him. If you refuse to come for rescue, God will rescue him. It is the same God that continues to cause history to be repeated, who caused even the people of Chukwokike Abiama, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to come out of the terrible hands of Nebuchadnezzar. Buhari and the Britain is not as strong as Nebuchadnezzar. But God wiped him away and wiped away his country. I foresee Britain being wiped away. And I foresee this contraption, Nigeria, being wiped away. And out of its ashes, rise the son of Biafra Republic. Britain, David Cameron, if you do not respond to this crying call that is coming to you from all over the world, I tell you, you will not die a normal death. Your head will roll on a bad road. David Cameron, someone is talking to you. My name is Dr. Chukwu Nonyerem. I'm calling you from Biafra land. You must react now, or David Cameron, the world will tremble on what will happen to you. I come from David Cameron, and I'm talking to Buhari. The basilic, pedophile, chief terrorist, Buhari. Buhari, you have never stayed in this construction country called Nigeria for up to 2 months since you assumed office. You have been traveling from one country to the other, traveling from one country to the other, soliciting for arms you will use to unleash your wickedness on Biafrans. But Buhari, I tell you, your dream is a shattered dream. Biafra is coming. Nnamdi Kanu, nothing will happen to him. We have more than 1,000 men of Nnamdi Kanu's
That is the surprise and the secret of the whole matter. Nnamdi Kanu is not the entire IPOB. Nnamdi Kanu is not the entire Biafran. Nnamdi Kanu is only a single voice. And as I'm talking to you, I'm Nnamdi Kanu. And others that are calling, they are Nnamdi Kanu. Our deputy director is Nnamdi Kanu. Our COC is Nnamdi Kanu. Our barrister, Imam Mezu, is Nnamdi Kanu. All our principal officers is Nnamdi Kanu. And all of us are ready to die for Nnamdi Kanu and for actualization of the Republic of Biafran. You may depend on your weapons and on your ammunition. But I tell you, we are not here to contest who will win the war of Biafra as the war and the battleground is set in array. But I tell you, it is unprecedented and can never be imagined by any president and by any world power what Biafra will do to the entire Nigerians called Zoo, which includes the Hausa and the Yoruba. We know how to do it. We know how to do it. You are trusting on ammunition, but we are taking you from the other end. Be warned. Do not wait until we surprise you, fool your eyes, and you see your entire race dead before you allow us to go. Because definitely it will happen. We do not make mouth, we dear friends. But what we will do is in our hearts. Release Nnamdi Kanu. Of course, now you realize that you made a mistake to arrest him. Because the rumbling it has generated in the international community, locally and everywhere in the world, has really made you to realize that you made a mistake by arresting him. Now you can make a U-turn and release him. I tell you, if you do not release him to go, and you are doing all your underground conspiracy, because I have seen that you people are terrible liars. Even the recent one that you are military, the military men, they are, most of them, 99% of them are from Biafra land. They are indigenous of Biafra, more than 90% of them. And they, you push them to Boko Haram area and reserve the Hausa soldiers. And then you plan it as a chief terrorist, the pedophile with your boys, Boko Haram, Shakao, and they slaughter our men. They slaughter our own Biafra men who are Nigerian soldiers. It shall not be well with you, Buhari. And now, after slaughtering them, even the people that died in the battlefront working for the zoo called Nigeria, you bury them in the bush like animals. Buhari, it shall not be well with you. I hereby call in all the militaries. Know that all the military men in Zoo, Nigeria, that are origin of Biafra land, are no more being promoted. Those that is already in the high rank has been already given undue retirement. But I call in all the military officers in the Zoo that are origin of Biafra. Now you can shine your eyes and know that the man on top, the pedophile, the Buhari, the terrorist, does not mean well for you. I call in all the Biafran soldiers that is in the northern land to start coming back home. If they refuse you, retire. If they refuse you to come back home, retire. I found it as a clear warning. We said it before that all the Biafran brothers and sisters in the northern land and in the western land should come back to Biafran land. And they thought that we are joking. Now they are killing them with bombs. Now we are telling the soldiers that are of Biafra origin, wherever you are, if you are not operating within the Biafra land, come back home. Because your name has been listed, they know your village, they know you are not of Hausa, they know you are not of Yoruba. They have listed your name and they are going to bundle you to push you to Maiduguri. They are going to push you to the war front. And they are going to arrange it so much. And the same terrorist, the chief terrorist, Buhari, will arrange with Shakao, his boy, to lay ambush and destroy all of you. What is the secret and idea? The idea is to make sure that all the military men that are in the zoo or serving in the zoo called Nigeria that are of origin of Biafra will be wiped away through Boko Haram. He is isolating, extracting, separating, removing, and gathering all the soldiers that is of Biafra origin, pushing them to the north, and arranging with Shakao to slaughter them. It's a secret strategy you don't know. If not, why must an Hausa soldier die and he will not be honored? Not in this world and not in the world to come. Buhari will always give them the first honor. You don't know the reason why. Even when the footballers that have played the football and came back and win the cup and came, because they are more of Biafrans, he gave them only 20,000 naira each. It is not believable, but it's fact and verifiable, even in their local lying newsprint. because they are Biafran. That is to tell you the degree and the perpetual hatred they have on Biafran. Now, soldiers, use your tongue and count your teeth. Soldiers from the Biafra origin. Tomorrow we'll be protesting. And as we'll be protesting in various states and in various places, the same pedophile will give his own order to all the top military men and ask them to shoot you. And you, Biafran soldier, will agree to shoot your own brother. You can see how your country you are serving cannot even respect you. They are not paying you the gratuity. They are not paying you the pension. They are going on strike. A lot of things is happening. And you are dying in the war from serving the concocted country called Nigeria. And they are burying you in the bush after you have already decomposed. Oh, what a wretched life. What a frustration. What a hatred, even when you are working for them. There is nothing you can do for this country called Nigeria under Machiri, under Awusa, Fulani, and they will respect you. If you like, use your tongue and clean their heel, the heel of the sole of their feet. They will not like you. If you like, do everything for them. They will not like you. They hate you from Adam. Britain embaptized them with hatred against Biafran because we fought against human slavery, we fought against intimidation, we fought against hatred, and that is why Britain hates us and Britain is using them. I'm calling on all the military officers that are serving in Nigerian military, including all the police that are of Biafra origin, come back home. Get ready because the battle is set in array. You must fight this battle of Biafra liberation. You must fight the battle. You must get ready. You must decline from any post that is not in the Biafra land. You must fight each other. Don't fear this in the calling felony and treason. Who is treasoning? Who is treasoning? Buhari treason in 1968 and kill people and take over the government. Buhari treason in 1983, 1984, kill the people, kill people and take over government. Nobody has forgiven him formally by any former president, and he has assumed office as a president without a single certificate, who cannot even pronounce an ABCD. And now he become a commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the Zoo. Have you seen why we call this country contraption called Nigeria? Baboon and monkeys in the Zoo contraption. Have you seen it? People think and say that Nnamdi Kanu is propagating hatred. But you can see the primary reason why we say it, and it is with fact and verifiable document that the country you are serving is true. The way they behave, they are animal. They are not human beings at all. The alliance. The chief army staff decided to seal the 105 military men that were trained. He sealed it so that nobody will know. Even when the lying prince will continue to declare that these people are missing under the fierce battle with Boko Haram, they still say that it is those people that are finding pity and then finding interest on Boko Haram. But finally, secretly, they brought those people to bury. Have you seen in the net how those people decompose? Have you seen the video where military men, we are crying like a baby? Oh, that is the Nigeria you call your country. I count it again. Use your tongue and count your teeth. All Biafrans are the smartest people in the whole world. I call you as a military man that is of Biafra origin. Put yourself together. Don't fear their felony and their treason threats they are giving you. Put yourself together. Arrange and set the battle in array. After now, call our deputy director as a Biafran origin that is serving in the military level, so that he will guide you and tell you how to coordinate yourself and put yourself together, because the battle is about to set. And the way they are arranging it with their hardware, with their warplane and all that, is not the way it's going to go. It is the other way around. Mass destruction. They don't know what they are doing. It is mass destruction. They will be talking about the aircraft and their hardwires and their weapons, but they are dying by breaching ordinary air. They will die. This country will sink. I bet you. If I'm not a scientist, then I will not bet you. I bet you this country will sink. We have what it takes to sink this country. That nothing that is Britain will survive it in their territory, in their area. It is important to make this warning sound clear, because it's a war drum that is beating. That if they do not release our director between now and that fest, they have positioned the next cop. And they are trying to allege and say he's a terrorist and trying to use their media, because I realize that in this contraption called Nigeria, anything the paper say, everybody believes is true. If they label you thief, oh, you are a thief. If they say you are a good man, even if you have stolen the whole money, oh, you are a good man. That is the wickedness of the media and the wickedness of the journalists here guy in the construction called Nigeria. My director used to call them a bad expressway brown envelope. Give them 5,000, they will write anything. They will go to a boy and pick one boy that is smoking Igbo. Go to Calabar and pick someone that is smoking Igbo. Go to Bayat and pick someone that is smoking Igbo. Go to all the old southeastern Nigerian big people that are smoking Igbo. Gather them together and give them 1,000 naira and they will present camera before them. We are not more Biafra. Don't bring us in Biafra. Have you seen wickedness of the media? And when once they say it, everybody believes it. But I tell you, we have the knowledge that supersedes the intelligence of the Britain. I bet you, I'm not boasting, but I tell you, we have the intelligence that overrun the intelligence of the Britain, the intelligence of the pedophile, Paul Buhari. On this note, my deputy director, I will be stopping, but I want to once again call all the church leaders. I call the young man that is ruling as a Pentecostal chairman in Abia State. Call God Okafor. I call him by name, and I call all the PFN and all the camp presidents in all the states in the Biafra land. You should rise up. You should rise up. Rise up to your responsibility. Where is our Elijah that will look at Ahab and say, you that troubled Biafra and troubled the house of Biafra? Where is our Elijah today? Why are you interested in the tithe, gifts, but your house is burning with fire? Your own members are dying in hunger. The pedophile, their machine is declaring that our school will no more do prayer, devotion in the morning, but they will always be praying Alakoba, Alakoba in the morning. And they are passing it into bill. Are you a church leader? Are you a church bishop? Are you reverend? You that carry big name in your various churches, you keep your mouth mute. Until when will you open mouth? Oh, and the shameful men of Satan say that they are men of God. They are men of Satan. Until you raise your responsibility and fearlessly stand before Ahab and tell Ahab, you have troubled this Biafra too much. Tell Buhari that he has troubled this Biafra too much. Tell the Biafras to be courageous that we must be ready. Who is our Jehoshaphat of this generation? Who is our Elijah of this generation? Where is our Jehu that will push down Jezebel that is called pedophile Buhari in this our generation? I call on you to rise up to your responsibility. Wake up all you slumbers called men of God and start expecting and start working and start motivating your members to start working hard. Motivate your members. Cheer them up. Let them wake from their slumber sleep. Wake them up. Jesus said, if you don't have anything, sword does not mean only the word of God. Sword means sword. That is why Peter did not misunderstand it. Peter picked a sword. And when the battle set in array, he cut off the ear because it was untrue. Now, tell your member to carry sword. Let your members sell some things and get their AK-47 and their bullet. This thing should be done openly. Stop pretending and stop hiding. Men of Satan that are called men of God. It is time that if you do not defend this country called Biafra, then you men of God will go down for it. I bet you. God your car for you will go down for it if you do not defend this because you are in Abia State. And Abia State is in Biafra land. And I call the name of all the camp president, camp chairman in federal state in Biafra land to rise up to their responsibility or their church will be converted in 2 months. Thank you, my deputy director. Let me rest my case here. But I tell you, our director, nothing will happen to him. He may pass through torture, through suffering, but I tell you, he will come back alive. Definitely, because it is so then and divine. By men, it is not possible, but with God, it is 100% possible, as easy as ABCD. Watch how it will be. And this is well planned by God so that Biafra will emerge sooner than expected. Thank you very much, and have the wonderful day of the night. Africa Union, to talk about my freedom. Calling Africa on Saudis, to set my people free. Genocide, I've been committed against my people.
Call on the phone, you know where you are. There is technical issues here, and I don't know whether my voice is being heard or not. They call on the phone, you know where you are.
Good morning, Mr. My deputy. Mr. Kenneth, the name calling from Anambra State.
Well, thank you very much. Are you listening to Radio Biafra now? Some people said Anambra is down.
Yeah, Anambra is down. That's why I'm calling you.
Right, thank you very much.
The fault is from that side or this side.
Yes, go on.
There is this problem we are having with all these network people. Sometimes the line will not connect, but there will be minusing money. I don't know what is causing that one. No, Glo is doing it, MTN is doing it also.
Yeah, I don't. Well, that is the contraption called Nigeria for you. They are,
exactly,
of course.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no problem. I want to thank you for the program and everything you're doing. I say God will strengthen you and keep on. We are already heading to where we are going. And God will give us what we are looking for. So I want to just, if I'm Tuesday, coming Tuesday, whether it is for everybody to go to Abuja or still protest in the States. But I would like everybody to go there and see what is going on there.
Yeah, all those who can be in Abuja, who can go to Abuja, should.
Okay. All right. God bless you, sir. I pray that Chukwuoke could be on my way, strengthen you. And I will bless your family also. Bless the families of IPOBs. All the IPOBs, both the people in diaspora and people in Biafra land. That God will strengthen all of us, that we will have more mind to focus on where we are going. And also I want to talk to Ohanaeze people. I want to let them know that what we are doing is not Igbo something. This is Biafra issue. So whatever they are doing, that is their own cup of tea. Now we don't call them to come and do anything about Igbo in Biafra issue. So whatever they are doing, their own thing, let them know that they are doing their own thing. They are not doing anything about Biafra because they don't care for us. They don't know whether we are dying or we are living. They only care for their families and their relation or whatever they are getting from Buyaria, that is Buyaring them up and down. So we don't care for them. And they cannot stop us to go where we are going. God has started the journey with our leader Nnamdi Kanu, and it will finish it. I pray that God will help us between short time from now, that our leader will be released and it will be in a Radio Biafra, and we'll be hearing his voice. And God will give us the dream that we have been pursuing since. God will make it to come true. So God bless you. And strengthen you, bless your family too, bless the family of our leader Nnamdi Kanu and all the officers of IPOBs. Thank God that God really take control of what we are doing, because I know that enemy come to put asunder some days ago, but God has come to take control, because what we have started, he will finish it. God doesn't end on the way. I know he's the one piloting this movement, and he will make it. So may God bless you. Keep it on, sir. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Bless you too.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
God bless you. Thank you. Bless your family too. Bless the family of our.
No, they are not listening. I don't know. Can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good evening from here.
Deputy Director. Okay, sir. My name is Ike Chukwu.
Ike Chukwu who?
Sir, for your reason, sir, you have my number in your system, sir. But among those, sorry, sir, for permitting me for not answering, giving my full name, but I'm having issues here. So that's why I'm calling you, sir. I called you the right time you say you're going to call me, but there's a day for which I want to give to you. So you say you're going to.
I don't know what is happening. I don't know what is happening. Of course, I will have to look at my. There are a number of calls I've made, but couldn't get anybody. So I will have to. You need to call me back if you want to talk to me privately. They call on the phone. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
I see the teachers in the school. They refuse. truth. I see the preachers in the churches. I refuse to tell us the truth. Why can't you tell us the truth about Biafra freedom? Why can't you tell us the truth about Biafra freedom? We wanna live in peace and live in freedom, yeah. Non-violent movement, this is what we want. No violent struggle, Biafra freedom is a Muslim. So we sing Biafra freedom. Freedom is what we need now. Freedom, freedom is what we want now. Biafra freedom, freedom is what we need now. Oh God. Freedom, freedom is what we want now. Freedom, freedom is what we want.
And this is where we'll be having a break, and we will be back in the next couple of hours. This is being Radio BFR live production from London, and we have reached you to the ends of the earth. What else can we say? We have, of course, handed over everything in the hands of God Almighty Himself, the author and finisher of our lives and of this project. We ask God Almighty to continue to envelop His servant Nnamdi Kanu with His presence and continue to blind the enemies of Biafra, that they will have no upper hand, that Biafra will be restored in the end, and that the glory of God will descend upon His people. We ask Him to continue to renew us, to continue to revive us. And more importantly, may He help us to restore Biafra. Thank you very much. This is a sincere little number four at this particular point in time, signing off.
We can love by ourselves as a free mankind. Tell me why. Tell me. Freedom, freedom is what we want now. All nations in the world, they have gained their freedom.